This meeting is now being recorded.
Can you hear me?
Assalamu
alaikum, Fahd. Salam.
I heard you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, Ziyad. I'm Saeed and Ahmed. How are you guys?
How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, Ahmed. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed.
Wa alaikum assalam. Inam, can you hear me? Now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, I asked Fahd to connect you at your landline number, but you are already connected. That's fine. Very good. Thank you very much.
There is no need. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining, especially for that Saad Zazai. For him, it is very odd timing. He was he is probably in Canada, and we have a lot of difference of time, and he has to get up very early to attend this call. And just a brief introduction that Pashto community has almost finalized LGR2 work, and they had some concern which they have already discussed with each other, and they will explain during the call to the group. Hope other members will also join. We have also only Zaid and Fahad on the call, and we expect more people will also come. And regarding the Persian LGR, actually we have received comment from comments from RIDE only, and I have forwarded to the Persian community to discuss so that they can have their internal discussion and then finalize as per the recommendation of RIDE whether they accept or not, and they will also present to the group, and then we consider it final, and then we request Abdusalam to convert into the XML file so that we will be able to send it to ICANN, or maybe we can send it to the ICANN larger community based on the recommendation of the group, because we have very few people representing Persian, though Fatime is a linguist, but she joined at very later stage, then we may have other suggestions from the ICANN. So it is the update regarding the Persian language. Now I will request Inam to please update the group what you have discuss with Saad and then Saad Razai, and then I will request Saad Razai to briefly explain the concern on those LGR2 work and what are the way forward for Pashto language. So Inam, you are requested to please explain.
Assalamu alaikum all. Thank you, Ahmed. We discussed Pashto LGR, I mean I and Saad Razai. I was unaware that he is nowadays living in Canada, so there is a great difference of time zone. We have been able to chat for about 1 hour and discussed the latest version of LGR for Pashto. Previously, he and Mr. Kudratullah Hewatpal, they pointed out that there are two rather than one set of Arabic digits, Arabic numerals. And both are interchangeably used in Afghanistan. And Saad Razai claimed that he has the proof that these two digits are interchangeably used in Afghanistan. Honestly speaking, I was totally unaware that there exist two sets and almost identical sets of Arabic numerals allocated with Unicode, obviously different Unicodes for these two sets of Arabic numerals. It was a great input on the part of Mr. Razai and Hewatpal. I proposed that these two Arabic numerals should be incorporated. It means that there will be three sets of numerals in this Pashto LGR. One is the Roman-based Arabic Indic numerals, 0 to 9, and other two will be two sets of Arabic numerals, Arabic language-based numerals from 0 to 9. We discussed that even among these two sets of numerals, there is a difference and there is a confusion we saw, especially with the digit of 7. In one of the characters, there are two different shapes of 7, but Mr. Zaveh said that there is one code point for two different shapes. So we did not discuss it this case earlier. So it will be better that Zaveh Saab is also already there on the call, and he should also give his input regarding the talk we had a couple of days ago. Mr. Zaveh, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, we can.
It will be better to give your input regarding the chat we had a couple
sure.
of days ago. And I thank you that you identified a great issue, and now I wonder that how the other languages they deal this because we are sharing the same numerals and almost the same sets of alphabets. So the same problem will be faced by Persian script, and the same problem will be faced by Arabic script. I don't know how they dealt with it. So can you go ahead to give your input about the discussion we had?
Yeah, sure. Hello, assalamu alaikum everyone. It's good to be part of the working group again. It is an odd timing, but usually Ahmed, I usually wake up at 7 o'clock. My friends will wake me up at 7 o'clock. In terms of the document, there were a few suggestions that I made to Mr. Enamula, and a couple days ago I spent most of my time on the LDR technical language understanding. I was having a problem for a long time, even though it's been 3 years in this group, almost 3 years, but yet, like, what do we consider blocks and other things? And I went on to the website, the homepage, and there was a question.
Excuse me, Mr. Zaveh?
Yes.
Your voice is not clearly heard. I mean, I think there must be some problem with your mic.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder. Is it clear now?
It is clear, but Mr. Ahmed, can you hear Mr. Zaveh?
Yeah, actually, I am facing the same issue, and Ziad has also mentioned the same issue. There are the voice is not as much clear that we can listen all of the from Sayyid Azai.
Okay, not sure what to do.
Can you please repeat Sayyid, and we will see if the issue is resolved.
Okay, I will try to speak louder. And hopefully the issue will be resolved. Okay. Can you hear me now? Is it
go
okay?
Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay,
go
so...
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
So where was I? Okay, so I will talk about the number suggestion that I made in Amla. And if we had a chance of looking up the Arabic LDR document, it's on the home page, and over there as well for numbers they have three different numbers, and they are variants of each other. For example, for the number 1 code point of 0031, which is English one, and then we have 0661 for Arabic number, and also 06F1 And that is another quote point for the same Arabic number one. So they are considered variants in the Arabic LGR, and the comment for international visibility. And I use the same approach because, like I said a few months ago, Mr. Namalada, we have two different number fours, five, and six in Afghanistan, which are used interchangeably, and the shapes are different. For example, the digit four in Afghanistan is written in two different formats, and not only in public services. I have seen even in government institutions they use it both numbers, and also in some of the high school textbooks, those numbers are different. So I suggested that we use them as variants from 1 to 9. And the fact that there are different code points for the, even for the same shape in the Unicode table. For example, if we don't consider 4 and 5 and 6, but there is the 9, which is, the shape is the same, but the code point is different. We have to somehow include it, because the reason I give for that is sometimes, because I used to develop fonts, so from font development perspective, or language input development perspective, these two code points are different. And if a font developer uses a different code point, then either that number the shape would be different, or anything can happen. Aside from that, I also made some suggestions for some of the other variants that we had. For example, we have a lot of we have 6 different YA. I was listening to the recording for the last week, and Mr. Ahmed Bakh said that Pashto language is very different than in Afghanistan than in Pakistan. I would disagree, because they're not very different languages, they're the same language. It's just that we have some differences on how we would handle our YAs. The five in Afghanistan, there has been a consensus by the linguists that we would use 5 different YAs. In Pakistan and Peshawar, they say 5 yards, 2 yards, the simple one and the longer one. They're in the report fire. So in Pakistan, they use 06D0 and 06D2. Well, here, what we do in this document is that we included all of those. And in consider all these things as various.
Excuse me, sir. Actually, we are facing the similar issue. Is it possible for you to please speak near to your mic? Maybe distance may be creating problem.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Can I make a phone call maybe?
Yes, we can request Fahad to arrange a phone call for you. Would you please write on the chat box your phone number?
Well, I see a toll-free number. Let me try to dial
that. Okay. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Mohibullah. Mohibullah, can you hear?
Mohibullah, you are welcome to TFAIDN. Probably it is your first call.
Ahmed, excuse me.
Yeah, that's that.
This is the okay. If I understand what you said by Saeed, so it said that in Pashto language, they not considered variant number. Is that right?
Hello. Can you hear me now? This is Saeed.
Yes.
We can hear you clearly.
Okay. So I'm from
realizing the answer your question later stage. Please go ahead, Sir Nazik.
Okay.
I heard Ziad's question, Ahmad. Maybe I can try to address that, and if not, then you can also attempt. What we try to do, Ziad, with numbers is that we consider them variants. For example, the two different shapes of Arabic or Pashto numbers, including the Latin code 3, we consider all three code points as variants of each other. Again, for the same reason as written in the Arabic LGR document for international reachability, and I included the part for technical reachability as well, because we have to consider that there will be some fundholder for using different code points while developing funds, and that has happened in the past, according to my experience. Did I answer that, Ziad? Is that okay?
Thank you, Saeed. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so that was the numbers, and then
thank you, sir.
And then no problem. And then I also explained another variant set, which has six members. So these include the 06CC, 064A, 0626, 06D2, and 06D0, which are all different shapes of YAG, and they are all in variants of each other. I have made these suggestions in the document. I have forward them to Mr. Inamula and Hewatpal and others in our community. And as soon as they agree to it, which I think they should, because we have discussed them in the past already. And then we also have another variant set of, I think you call it Tamar Buta, A0629, and we will, and the other variant is 0647, which is the HA. Other than that, we don't have any other has, so only these two. But then Tamar Buta 629, which we considered as ha and not te. Another variant set is kaf 0643 and 06A9. We have discussed that, and it's also there in the Arabic document, so it's as is. Another different thing that we have is the gaf 06AB and 06AF. I think a few months ago, I suggested that they should be variant to each other through the emails, and I think Inamala also agreed to that. But what type of variant that should be allocatable or blocked, I would leave that to Inamala or someone else suggesting me, the technicality of that. Other than that, we don't have any other variants. Or am I missing something? Wow, yeah, we do have variant set of wow and also alifs. And I've also, put my comments in the document. Other than that, I or Inamula don't consider any other as variants to each other in the repertoire that we have. But the last point that I have is that we might have some confusions of whether to include certain code points in the repertoire or not, but I suggest that if we discuss that, at this stage, we're not going to get into any conclusions. And I thought that we can maybe leave those concerns and confusing parts to general public or other linguists that are not part of the community yet, but they're part of the general public, so we allow them to comment and then provide feedback so that we can have a larger consensus on those issues. So that's it from my part, Ahmad and Inam. If you have any questions, please do ask.
Thank you very much, Sir Zazai. Any question from Hazim? Hazim has also joined. And Ziad, if you have any question.
Excuse me, Ahmed, this is Ziad.
Yeah, please.
I have a suggestion. I think that it would be better to document these use cases. So it will be very useful for universal acceptance to with this use case with example in Pashto language. So
yes, I agree with you. It is very interesting. We can include in use cases. But I have another question, you mentioned that we have the same Unicode for two shapes, or the single Unicode for, I will give an example, like in Urdu, we have four in different style. And it is written in four in Persian. We have same code point for that, Unicode for that. And I was discussing with Dr. Sarmad. He explained that it is the same, but it depends on the font, and it can be handled in the browsers. I'm not sure about it. I will discuss with the larger group, and we'll discuss with Dr. Sarmad, who has more understanding of these fonts. But if you have the same concern in seven digit, then we can also discuss with Dr. Sarmad to clarify. Because he has more understanding for that, and he has in-depth knowledge of all the languages in the region. Am I right, sir? I'm talking about digit 7.
Yes. Are you asking me or Ziad?
I'm asking you, please.
Okay. Yeah, so the four that we have, 0664 is one code point for four, the Arabic four, and then 06F4 is another code point for four. The shapes are different. I think 0664 is the one that you use in Urdu in Pakistan, and 0664 is the one that we use in Arabic in most of the Arab countries. We in Afghanistan, we have inherited both. I don't know, because of the civil war, because of everything that has happened after the 1970s, you know, different kinds of textbooks have come to the country, and different teachers and school thoughts have come to the country, so they have used all different kinds at different levels of government, you know, private sector everywhere. So I can provide proof, because I have proof for that, for those different shapes, because I'll tell you one thing, that the license plates in Afghanistan for the cars, they use the Arabic code, but other documents in the country, they use the other shape. Sorry, not code, but shape. So yeah, there are two different code points for these numbers in the Unicode table. For if we not talk about four, let's say talk about nine, which is the same shape, but the code points are different. Yes, I agree to Mr. Dr. Sarma, that it's up to the font developers to use the right code. But then again, all I'm saying is that sometimes these font developers, they also make mistakes. And I would say that I do care about font developers, because most of our font developers who develop Pashto fonts and other language fonts, they are not major vendors. They are not Microsoft or Google and these, but they are individual members like you and me, and they do make mistakes. And then these fonts, they get widely used than, let's say, Verdana or Times New Roman. I say that because one of my fonts is still used at Ministry of Education in Afghanistan, even though I developed that, and it has a lot of bugs in 2002. but it's still being used as in document exchanges and printing. And for the number 7, the only difference in 7 is that sometimes, you know, our Arabic number 7 is, it's shaped, how do I say it? It's like shaped like V, looking up. But in some calligraphies, it's shaped the same way, but the direction is towards the right side. In the Unicode, the shape is the same. It's V looking up, 0667 and 0657. But sometimes in some calligraphic fonts, they are towards the right side. And I think 06F7 code point is then used to allow that, you know, other calligraphies to kind of twist the shape a little bit. So I don't think we have any major issue with that. But yeah, I did mention that to me in Amullah, and we thought that we will, you know, discuss that with the larger community here, and maybe Dr. Samad Hussain can also give some kind of input of whether we are doing the right approach or not.
Yeah, thank you very much. My question is, if we talk about the Pashto language keyboard, does it have both the digit 7 or it has only 1?
No, in the keyboard layout, we only have 1.
Okay. Actually, we have to consider the phishing issues if we include, I'm not actually emphasizing that we need to include or exclude. It is basically the Pashto community which has to decide. My just one concern is that if we include those digits which does not include in the keyboard, it would be difficult for the users to use that code points, and it would be security issues, because there would be some phishing attacks from other languages towards this Pashto language, and it can happen otherwise. So my suggestion, I'm not emphasizing, my suggestion is that we should not include this. But it is all up to you to decide whether it should be included or not, or if included, then it should be considered as variant or not.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Maybe we can discuss that further with the Pashto community in Amullah, and we do have another call, me and Amullah, on Thursday. Maybe we can discuss that and provide some feedback. But at this stage, right now, my basis is that because Arabic LGR is using it, if it's not a problem there, then it shouldn't be a problem here as well.
Actually, we have two stages of LGR. Because you have joined at later stage, so just to brief you and Mohibullah that initially we were working for all the languages simultaneously, and the LGR, which is the top level domain, it includes all the characters from all the languages, and at later stage when we finalized our LGR work and we started for the second level of domain name or LGR2, then we decided to work separately for each language. So if it is already included in LGR, it is not comparable with LGR2. And if Arabic language has already included it, it doesn't mean you cannot include, but you have to consider that it may create some security issues with that language. And we need to include all of those digits with the consensus of the community which have already included it.
Yeah, I agree. I understand. Again, I think give us a few more days, and me and Amla and Hivatalu will discuss whether we should use them as variants or not. Because, like, and the reason that you gave is that whatever we have in the repertoire or the keyboard layout, you know, we should only use those code points. But then again, all I'm saying is from language perspective, from the use perspective, is if someone's entering the digit one from the English keyboard and then switches to Pashto keyboard and then uses the another one, I think they should be considered as variants.
Yeah, it is all up to you, because Inam have a better understanding than me, and you are also a linguist, so you can better define, and you are better judge of Pashto language. And thanks for clarification that Afghanistan and Pakistan are using the same language. I was discussing, maybe my concern was that in Pakistan we have different accent in different areas, like in Mardan, in Swat, and in other areas we have different kind of accent, at least accent of Pashto. If in writing it is same, it is good for both of you to discuss and finalize it.
Yeah, I agree. We have a ton of different accents. Sometimes people from one accent, they don't even understand what the other accent person is speaking. Yeah, I understand fully that people of Swat and Mardan, they speak slightly different accent than people in Kabul or other provinces. But when it comes to reading and writing and grammar, it's the same language. And even though in Kandahar, they use a lot softer tone pronouncing the same word. For example, there's a letter called sheen. They pronounce it sheen, we pronounce it heen. And the shape is the same, the code is the same, the use is the same. It's just that how they pronounce it. So yeah, there are differences, but they are only limited to speaking it, not reading and writing it.
That's good. So other members, any question? Zia, Mohibullah, Azim, have you any question?
No, I don't have any.
Thank you. Probably Mohibullah is not able to speak to Mike. He is writing something. Okay, that's great. Inam, I think he has left. He was facing already some issues. Saif, thank you very much for your time. Especially you have to get up very early for this call. But it helped us a lot in understanding the issues. And we will further discuss, and we will be waiting for you, your consensus with Inam and Kudratullah, and maybe Mohibullah will also join you. So after your call, we expect that we have the consensus, and then we can send it to the larger community. Thank you very much, Ann, for joining. And we will discuss during the at the mailing list, and then after 2 weeks. Thank you very much. If you have any question, please let me know. Otherwise, we will close the call.
Okay, I don't have any questions. Yeah, as you suggested, Mr. Ahmed, I will consult with the Inamullah and others, and we will share our consensus with you. And it's good to see that you provide your own feedback as well from understanding of other languages in the region. So I think my point is that we, at the end of the day, we all have you know, a similar consensus on the numbers, especially. For example, as I can see, the numbers are, you know, there might be confusion in other countries as well, where, you know, the same four has two different shapes, and whether they use them as variants or not, and whether we should use them as variants or not. I think there should be some kind of consensus, if not consensus, but, you know, some understanding across the communities. But yeah, I will share that with Inamullah and then update you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, careful analysis is very important, because it will be, we should care about the security of all these languages. If it is leading towards some attack, then it would be difficult for us to defend with the integration paper. So it's good we are very much careful about these before deciding. Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Ahmed?
Please go ahead, Zia.
Thank you. I have some question. First, you have sent email to Dr. Sarmad about other Arabic script like Swahili and Furfuld in African language. So what's about the next step with this language?
Actually, Dr. Ziad, as you have read, that as we decided in our group that we do not have expertise for the African languages, even from Tariq and even from Mikal, that's why we write to Dr. Sarma to look for the national languages. Two examples were Swahili and Fulfulde, and they can actually recommend for any of the national languages, which is our priority at this stage. At first stage, we look for the Arabic, which is international language, and then we went to the national languages, and we are looking for the national languages for the African region at this stage. And the one region left is Malaysia. I will consult someone from Malaysia if they can help. Otherwise, we will also request Dr. Sarmad to help out. And after that, we will go down to the provincial languages, like we have a Sindhi language, which is very rich. They have very rich culture, and they have they consider that they had the first translation of Quran first time in Sindhi language. They developed, and then we have Brahmi language, Punjabi language, the Pakistani version of Punjabi, which we call Shahmukhi. And there are so many languages in the region, and similarly we will have the provincial languages in the African region. So we will cover all those languages, but priority is the international language, then national language, then provincial, and then those languages which have very sizable use in the community. And they have written proof for that, like Sraiki in Pakistan. They have it is very much used in writing, and they have different some of the different code points in Sraiki than Urdu. So we will go step by step down. By mentioning Fulfulde and Swahili is not restricted to those two languages. If my recommendation was for the national languages, and I will talk to Dr. Sarmad to to clarify this. If you have question, he may have also question for that, and I will definitely call him and explain that we are actually looking for the national languages at this stage.
Well, thank you, Ahmed. I have other comment about I think it's important to think how to implement this this work for Arabic script LGR for level 1 and level 2. For example, in Hindi language, one government in India have implemented or started to give every citizen email address and with no cost to them. So it's a good idea to see if one register in Pakistan or with Abdul Munam in Egypt to have the same thing.
Yeah, actually this is a very important question, but we have to first of all we need to look for the languages. India has actually very unique example. They actually got Dot Bharat, which is the local name of India, in 7 different languages. So it was possible for them to use Dot Bharat in 7 languages, and Dot Pakistan is allocated in Urdu, and Dot Tunis in Arabic, and other country codes are also allocated in Arabic language or the relevant language. So if we go by priority from Arabic, you are already working for that, and Dot Masr is very active, and we have Dot Saudia, Raiz and Abdul Rahman are very active, and they are working for the universal acceptance. So at the same level, we need to work for the other languages like Dot Pakistan. But I was talking to the person who was handling in Pakistan, Dot Pakistan. He will be joining this group very soon. And he actually communicated that they do not have a very good response at this stage, and they have actually not advertised in the media that we have Dot Pakistan in Urdu because of their official issues. So once they advertise, they will get response, and then we can have email and first of all the domain name and then email, so that we can work simultaneously with the LGR and for the universal acceptance. Hope I have responded your question.
Yes, yes, thank you, Ahmed. Just I have two other comments. The next one is about we're talking about the security issue about Arabic script, for example, with the 7 number and the letter V. You see?
Yeah.
So I think that is a common problem for all language in Arabic script. And we need to think about this problem in our task force. Well, for example, you can think about making a connection with other ICANN security group to discuss this problem issue.
Yeah, actually, RISE and Saudi NIC have developed a very good tool for testing all the variants. Probably you were not, you were there in Istanbul when he presented his tool for the variant. I'm not sure. Actually they have done a very good, good tool, and we can request them to check for the phishing and variant attack, whether it will be variant attack towards some other language or not. But it definitely it will restrict those code points for that language. We have to consider that.
But it concerns all language in ArabScript, no?
Yes, we need to actually. We need to we need to address all of the concerns of all the languages. And but at the same time, we have to look for the security. And security issues are generally the number. That's why we did not include it in the LGR1. But we have to include it in the LGR2. And before allocation, we need to test whether these are security issues for other languages or not. Definitely, security would be our first priority. Otherwise, integration panel will reject our request.
Okay, thank you, Ahmed. My last question, asked for the next face-to-face meeting. So my question, if you are in the right way with with our work to have this face-to-face meeting?
Yeah, actually, we are lagging behind, not too much, but we can give pace. Before that, then we will be able to finalize that. But because we need to work for at least four languages by that time, we have we are near to finalization of almost two languages, and we can even finalize during the face-to-face meeting these languages. But we need to work for more languages. At this time, I do not have a plan in front of me, but I think the proposal was to include more languages like Swahili and Fulfilde and maybe Punjabi. So we will work for that, and we have almost 3 months. According to our plan, it was almost in March we planned. I'm not sure about that. I will definitely look and communicate to you, because if we have 3 months, then we can further work for further languages, but we need to speed up that so that we can convince ICANN that we have done reasonable work. And so that they can arrange a face-to-face meeting for TFAIDN. But they desire more work from TFAIDN before arranging any face-to-face meeting.
Thank you, Ahmed. It's all for me.
Very good. Any other question from any members? Inam has also rejoined us. So thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I was dropped. Yeah.
And nobody, Inam, actually.
I tried to listen the recording.
Thank you very much.
I asked the
Please go ahead.
Anam, I asked you for you. Just I say to Anam that I asked the question that for the last call, the next for face-to-face meeting. Well, asked this question, that's what, last time.
Yeah, actually, you know, we were discussing.
It was an important question.
Yeah. So things have been discussed, and we are near to reaching end of the hour. So thank you very much, all. We have discussed things, and we will do rest of the things during the email. And we very much appreciate Faiz Azai, who joined very early from Canada. And thank you very much for the answer, for very good questions, and Inam, who joined with some technical issues. So thank you very much, all, for joining. See you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Ahmad. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.